Recently, I was reading an article about the very popular Little Pub restaurant in Lordship, and the owner, once again seeking the town's permission to allow outdoor dining and live music at a nearby half-acre lot on Beach Drive right here in Stratford. But this time, Little Pub owner Doug Grabe is aiming to create a food truck park with space for up to four vehicles equipped to cook and sell food at the corner of Washington Parkway as part of a new proposal for that waterfront site. And joining us now with all the details is, of course, Doug Grabe. Doug, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm good, Melissa. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much. I'm glad to have you here. Now, Doug, correct me if I'm wrong. Isn't this the space that we used at Connoisseur Media last summer for our summer party?
You certainly did. You guys had your summer celebration there.
Yeah, that's what
exactly
I thought.
Space.
That is such a fun spot. Like, that area is really such a nice piece of property that's right there by the water. It's adjacent to where your restaurant is. It's a very fun, hopping neighborhood. Tell us what that space was prior to the pandemic. Do you mind kind of giving a little bit of history, some background on that area?
Oh, sure. Yeah. I mean, it goes back decades, but the short story is there was a series of restaurants on that lot up until around 20 years ago. And the last one that was there was, I think it was called Allen's East, and it burned down. So it had been a vacant lot for almost 20 years. And when we opened Little Pub across the street, of course, there's a vacant lot across the street. And we said, well, maybe we can pick that up. So we ended up buying that property as well. And turned it into parking and an outdoor event space. So there's always been some sort of restaurant there. It just there hasn't been one there for 20 years because the last one burned down. So we're trying to restore things.
Okay, so I kind of love the sound of a food truck park area thing there. What were you trying to do with it, though, these last couple of years, if you could give people an idea? Like, when we went there last summer, I loved what you did with the space, which was almost like you had pop-up booths almost where I believe it was staff from your restaurant served drinks. We could have some food there. I don't know if that was because it was a private party, but the setup you guys, the vibe you had there last summer was very neat. I don't know if that's something that you tried in your initial proposal, but kind of tell us what you did with the property recently.
Yeah, so we had been operating it under, no one wants to remember COVID, but there were some rules that allowed us to operate in an outdoor manner that were not on the official books. And so we did that over the past, 3 years since 2020. And we had some modified shipping containers, which are the things you saw there. We had an artist from Norwalk come, and he painted them up all, beachy looking, and, just set up the area for, outdoor community events. And, as part of our proposal is we have to work with the town to figure out a way to change the rules because of the COVID, allowances expired in May of this year.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's really what's happening here in terms of the proposal in front of the town. They're not sure how they feel about the containers. We do have three food trucks at Little Pub, and two of them are parked there, full time when they're not on the road. Ironically, we can't operate those on our own property. And so we're trying to figure out a way that says, hey, look, even though the COVID regulations or COVID allowances have expired, is there a way that we can continue to do the fun things like you experienced last summer? I mean, it was just it's a beautiful day. You're down by the beach. You're eating lobster rolls. And as far as I can tell, there's really nothing wrong with that. So we ought to have more of those sorts of things happening in Fairfield County, and we're able to provide a space to do that.
I agree. I'm kind of confused, if you don't mind sort of diving into at least the feedback you've gotten, Doug. Why is there pushback on this? Especially because, as you mentioned, years and years ago, there were eateries time after time in that location. So I'm surprised that there's pushback about this.
Yeah, well, a lot of it is just the world we live in today. And, we don't have time this morning to talk about that, but it's just that, there's a lot of misconceptions out there, and, whether it's like fundamental attribution error or just anyone's, biases, it's the way they look at change and say, boy, this can't be a good thing. Like you said, there were restaurants there, historically, and things were perfectly fine. What we're proposing is, not building another restaurant there. We could certainly do that, But based on, I don't want to get too in the weeds here, but there's, FEMA regulations, the Federal Emergency Management Association, I think it is, that says if we built a restaurant there, the first floor would have to be, 14 feet above sea level, meaning
right.
that we'd have to go build something which would be about, a minimum of 20 feet in the air. And if you're going to go build that, well, you might as well go all the way up. And so all of a sudden you have something that's, 45 feet up in the air. And we're like, man, I really don't want to do that. All we want to do is have a really casual sort of place. So, but people, but generally, people are, hesitant to change. And what we tried to do is express what we're doing here. I've heard all sorts of stories. If you look at the comments on the post, I mean, a lot of people have opinions, and we just want the opportunity to clarify our intentions. And it's really like, look, we run a nice business across the street. We would run a nice business, on the other side of the street too. And, if you looked at our record, you'd be like, yeah, these are pretty good people here. So we're trying just to set the record straight.
Yeah. And not to mention that I didn't even mention this in the beginning, but Doug is also the owner of the Surfside Hotel, another very successful business. And so I'm surprised. And, I got to be honest with you, Doug, as a mother of a 4 or 5 year old, sometimes the restaurant is hard for me. Like the restaurant experience is hard with a 5-year-old who doesn't want to sit still. I love the idea of having like a food truck park, being able to utilize that space the way that you did, but having food trucks available there. I just think that's so great. It allows your kid to run around. You're not disturbing other guests, and you can get really great restaurant quality food from food trucks there. I'm just curious, are these trucks going to be serving food attached to Little Pub, or are you going to be contracting out? If they were to give you the okay for this, would you be contracting out other food trucks, or is it going to be your food just provided in 4 separate trucks, if that makes sense?
Oh, yeah, yeah, no. So first of all, you're hired. Thank you for that excellent summation.
Oh, I'm serious. I think it's a no-brainer, but, who am I?
No, I mean, the amount of people that come down there, and there are people walking with strollers and whatnot, and, anyone that's had kids can kind of relate to that,
Yes.
So it's just, part of being a parent, I guess. But, so in terms of food trucks, yeah, like I said, we have 3, it's the idea is like we like to operate our own. We'd like to invite others in the neighborhood, that would make sense. So, I haven't spoken to them, but like maybe Tasty Yolk comes down on a Saturday morning and is serving egg sandwiches, or Donut Crazy comes down and they're doing, their donuts and coffee. So, kind of local, best of breed food truck vendors that, just don't have an operation in Stratford, or certainly don't have an operation down by the beach. And that's something that the community could, go and enjoy. So to answer your question, it'll be a combination of both. We haven't had a chance to really sort that out yet because we don't have permission. So we're trying to, we don't want to put the cart in front of the horse, but we do have some ideas.
Okay. Earlier this month on WICC, you heard us do our giving hour, all benefiting St. Vincent's Swim Across the Sound. And later on in July, you can continue to support this organization with the Surfin' Santa's 5K and Holiday Stroll, which is going to be happening July 30th. And it's all thanks to people like Doug Grabe, who is here right now. And Doug was just talking about some proposals for his restaurant, Little Pub in Stratford, but he is also the very proud owner of a local hotel that many of you are very familiar with, which is Surfside Hotel here in Stratford as well. Doug, tell us about Surfin' Santa's 5K and the Holiday Stroll. What's going on?
Yeah, so that should be a pretty good time. That's on Sunday, July 30th, down at the Seawall in Lordship in Stratford. And we periodically run races for charities out of the location we were just discussing. And this one is to benefit, of course, St. Vincent's Swim Across the Sound, which, as you know, raises money for oncology programs and patients for St. Vincent's. So a great cause, and should be a pretty fun event. We're going to have a 5K race or walk, so a timed, you can put on a chip and get time for that. There'll be a 1-mile holiday stroll, so you can just come down and walk around the neighborhood. There'll be a elf scamper for kids, a little kids race to kick things off. And then after all this, everyone can come to a post-race reception where We're going to have a holiday market, so we've lined up some of those craft vendors to come set up, and they'll be selling things. We'll have some frozen libations for adults and frozen libations for kids. In Lordship, there's a lot of golf carts, so we'll have a golf cart parade that will hopefully transverse the neighborhood, and everyone's decorating their carts. So it should be a pretty fun morning in July, and it's always time for a little Christmas, right? So it's all good.
I mean, I love Christmas in July. I think it's one of the best themes of the entire year, and I love that you get involved with this. How long have you been doing the Surfin' Santa's 5K and Holiday Stroll?
This is the first year for this race, but okay. In previous years, we've done the holiday run for toys, which benefits Bridgeport Hospital.
Yes, and I think that's what I was thinking of. Okay.
Yeah, that one's when it's cold, you know. And then the last time you and I spoke, we did the Polar Plunge for Make-A-Wish.
Yeah.
And we just did the Miles for Margaritas in May, and that was for the Stratford YMCA. So it's fun to support. It's fun to put these things together. Everyone has a great time, and it's a great way to support local charities and have some fun at the same time. And you don't have to swim across the Sound. Which I admire those people, but I'm not signing up for that.
Yeah, yeah. I certainly can hardly tread water in the Sound, so I give them so much credit. I'm curious, Doug, if people want to register for any of the events that you just mentioned, where can they go? Is this going to be on any of your websites, or what's the best way for people to register, get more information?
Well, it's up on our website, so littlepub.com and thesurfside.com, but the best place to get information is we set up a separate website called SurfingSantaStroll.com. So SurfingSantaStroll.com has a link to register, all the information on the race. If you want to sign up for the golf cart parade, how to go do that. Eventually we'll publish the list of vendors, and we're repopulating that as we go along. Now, Marty, who is the race organizer, local Lordship guy and a good friend of us, is he's capped registration at 150 people, but Marty is also known to increase registration. So we're probably halfway sold out. And but if people want to participate, just sign up soon. So I never know when he's going to say, okay, that's it.
Right. Absolutely. Well, Doug, thank you so much for always getting involved with the community. And please keep me posted as well on the potential of a food truck park. I'm very interested in this one. I personally am very interested in this one, but I also just want to follow along. Because like I said, that piece of property is just, it's just dynamite. We had the best time last summer there, and I just would hate to see it go to waste. And I think you've got some good ideas. So keep me posted on what happens, if you don't mind.
Of course. I hope you guys come back for another party this year. And for both of our sakes, I hope we get some good news on Wednesday night. But
there you go.
We'll keep doing good things. And thanks again for having me. Always a pleasure. And we'll talk again soon.
Absolutely. Fingers crossed. And yeah, let me know. So your next meeting on this will be Wednesday this week?
It's Wednesday night. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So keep me posted.
I certainly will. Okay.
Great. Thanks, Doug. Always love chatting with you. Thank you so much. And we will talk again soon. Doug Grabe, again, who is the incredible owner of Little Pub in Stratford, as well as the Surfside Hotel, right here on WICC.